know, it's tough with only, you know, a day to prepare without her. I guess, how are you trying to go about things?
You know, the kids had a great mindset going in, and it was just a matter of they knew that we needed everyone to step up and do more, especially on the offensive end. You know, I think defensively, it didn't, you know, we're good defensively, we're solid, you know, all the way through, but offensively, obviously, it really hurt just because a lot of our sets go through her, and she deals with the ball, and that pressure, you know, having that one last really good ball handler definitely hurt us. You know, I think the kids responded very well. It's just a matter of, you know, I thought we had our opportunities, you know. You got to take care of the ball, and if you don't do that, you got to for sure make the shots that we get. And, you know, we had too many lost opportunities with just, you know, making bad passes, bad mistakes. And if you do that to a team like Superior, they're going to capitalize on it, and they did. I don't think necessarily that they hurt us, you know, a few possessions out of their offense, but it was our mistakes that allowed them to score. And we didn't knock down shots, and that's part of the game, and that's perhaps part of, you know, feeling a little bit of pressure, having to score more. You know, those shots maybe go in if T's out there just because they're more relaxed. But it is what it is, and I'm proud of the way the kids battled all year, and I thought they accomplished a lot. And it's just, you know, it's sad, but mostly I'm sad for Taylor, just the way, you know, abrupt ending to it, and I'm sad for the seniors because I don't think any of us envisioned it ending the way it did tonight.
Yeah. I mean, the fourth quarter, like you talk about the chances you had, you didn't make a basketball quarter, but they only made, I think, one or two.
You know, what we said was, you know, with the way that they play, they're going to let you stay in the game because they didn't, like, kill the clock. They didn't, they, you know, they kept playing and looking for that shot. I thought we had four shots in a row where we held them and came down with nothing. We make half of those, it's a game again, and now you're talking about a very young team down there being on the road. You know, it may be a different game, but, you know, you got to get those shots to go in, and tonight they just didn't fall for us.
Another conference title, another group of seniors goes through. Just talk about them and what they've meant.
You know, they were a really, really fun group. This has been one of the most fun years I've ever had. I mean, like, I have fun every year, but it was the easiest year as far as just dealing with the kids and no drama, and they got along, and they were so coachable, and they listened, and from beginning to end, I really think they improved as much as any team that I've ever had, gaining a real identity on the offensive end as well as grabbing that defensive identity as well, and it was a blast. I mean, I'm sad. I'm thoroughly sad to see these guys walk out the door. Elaney Seitz had a great year, and I think as the year went on, she got stronger and stronger. Alyssa Brenner is Alyssa. She's one of the most fun kids I've ever got a chance to coach, and she did what she does. You know, she knocked down threes. I thought she played really well tonight. Came ready to, you know, she scored for us. Sarah Wolf, you know, a kid that's been here and come through the program, and she did what she did. She got the ball all year for us where we needed to be. She was so unselfish, and